Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. So grateful that you are listening to my show. So excited to share with you some good news about my new conference, letting you know about my new book. So just let's begin with the show. And the topic is actually an interesting one because it has something to do with my new book, and it's called The Power of Your Archetype. Now, I did a previous book Finding Love Through the 7 Archetypes, but this new book is like taking this concept to another level and making a connection between the ancient teaching of numerology and the psychology of archetype. Nobody has done something like this because I haven't found it anywhere. So I want to make it unique, interesting, and appealing to you. But I want to ask you this. Are you a free spirit or are you a spiritual seeker? Are you an independent or are you a realist? How does your birthday determine this? Or is an archetype something that you follow? It is a series of actually subconscious patterns that makes up your personality. So your archetype is responsible for your thoughts, your tendencies, your behavior, and your relationships with other people. So if you recognize the 9 archetypes people embody, you can come to know yourself and come to create the best version of yourself and come to know the person who's good for you, who's your match. So in this hour, you know, as I said, I'll teach you how to transform your weakness into strength and how to harness your full potential of your archetype force. So I want you to stay tuned. I want you to call in. I want you to be part of the show with your own questions about the topic, about your own life. But I choose this topic because, as I said, I have this new book that I'm super excited. It's called Plus One, The Numerology of Relationship. Nobody has done something like this. Everybody does book on numerology, interpreting the numbers, but I'm taking 2 concepts and I'm melting them into one. So it uniquely combines, as I said, numerology with psychology. For what? For a better understanding of human behavior. They've taken an ancient teaching, turned it into a modern form, and adding to it, you know, the science behind, the medical explanation behind everything that's happening in our life. So in this new book, what I'm trying to explain is how archetypes have a connection with your life path number. This means that you take the numbers of somebody's birthday, you reduce them to a single digit, and then you get a number. So let's say you get, there are nine archetypes because there are nine numbers. And let's say you are number three. You are an extrovert. So each life path is assigned to an archetype that is representative of its ruling qualities. Now, going back to what archetype means, it comes from the Greeks, because everything goes back to the Greeks, to the word archaea, meaning original, and typo, meaning pattern. So original pattern of behavior, that's what an archetype is. By the way, I did my 23andMe, and I am coming from an island in Greek. That's where my origin is. I'm just 100% Greek. I never thought that would be Greek. I thought of different things, but look, I'm Greek. So an archetype is an origin. Probably my soul goes back to the time of Plato and, you know, all those philosophers of the time, you know. And probably, you know, I met Plato in that life because the Western numerology have, as I said, the roots in the ancient Greeks. So the forerunner of all things on earth, you know, is actually Plato's theory of form that says that everything on earth, you know, draw its origin from forms in the realm of ideas. So according to this theory, the pattern we perceive in our world are merely representation of a perfect pattern on same higher plane of existence. Now, our personalities derive from universal archetypes that are integrated into our reactive side of the brain, which is the subconscious mind. Now, every person displays a dominant archetype, and I'll explain the characteristic of each of one of them. So, and I'll go through them briefly just for you to understand. So, if you, number one, if your soul code is number one, you're an independent. You can hinder yourself by being stubborn, detached, sometimes disinterested, powerful, receptive, reliable, responsible. So if you're number two, you're an introvert. You can hinder by being isolated, reserved, overly analytical, emotional. It can help yourself by being open, confident, trusting. Number three, you're an extrovert. You hinder yourself by being sometimes dramatic, sometimes gullible, sometimes, you know, more creative, sometimes you have to help yourself to be more self-aware. You're extremely creative. So number four, you're a realist. Number four, you can hinder yourself by being close-minded, undemonstrative, insensitive. You can help yourself by being more adaptable, more passionate, more intimate. Number five, you're a free spirit. You can hinder yourself by being unconventional, careless, sometimes disoriented, but you can help yourself by being purposeful, diligent, and more practical, more down to earth. If you're a life path six, you're a hopeless romantic. You can hinder yourself by being reckless, self-sacrificial, idealist sometimes, but you can help yourself by being logical, more balanced, and more self-loving. If you're a number seven path life, you are what? A spiritual seeker. You can hinder yourself by being philosophical, intense, sometimes inattentive, but you can help yourself by being profound, intuitive, and considerate. If you're life path eight, you're a workaholic. You can hinder yourself by being critical, greedy, and sometimes selfish, but you can help yourself by being modest, simple, and giving. If you're number nine life path, you're a well-rounded one. You can hinder yourself by being melancholic, sometimes patronizing, sometimes overwhelming, but you can help yourself by being compassionate, soft-spoken, and humanitarian. So if you want to talk to me about what kind of a number you are, what kind of an archetype you are, so the combination between these two, you feel free to call me at 202-570-7057. So 202-570-7057. Now, and I will talk to you because I know I have quite a lot of people online already. I'm super excited to be with you tonight, every Tuesday night on Om Tara. As I said, I'm extremely grateful to all of you. I'll talk to Robin, to Alexandra from Germany, to Lelani, to Koi, to Pauline. My regular folks who always have a pleasure in connecting with me, which I am very grateful for. But before I go and talk to you guys, I want to tell you I have an interesting workshop, and I want you to be part of it. It's called Manifest Your Destiny. We all want to manifest the best thing. We want to create the best destiny. But before we do that, we have to acknowledge some stuff. We have to acknowledge that our soul returned to Earth with a mission. We all are on a mission. Do you know what you were designed to do? Do you know if you're meant to be a communicator, an inventor, an artist? Which of your skills, which of your abilities can bring you the greatest success? Now, all of this, you will be able to get answer if you're part of my workshop. Manifest your destiny, discover your power and purpose, break through stagnation, and achieve the joy you deserve. Now, we are all alive because we're all so special, so extraordinary, so important. We are not here to be working on a dead-end job, to struggle, to make make ends meet, or to stifle creativity. Yet, most of us live this way, very unsatisfied from day to day, constantly feeling that we are not meant to do what we are supposed to. We don't know how to improve our situation. We struggle with money. We get sick, though we are abundantly talented and beaming with possibilities, but manifesting that is easier said than done. So between the demands of a daily life and the stream of problems, we all fall into the dark pit of disempowerment and many times confusion. I'm seeing people confused all the time. So what is this workshop? It's time to rekindle your inner light and to shine. So on this workshop, I'll take time to speak with everybody participating at the seminar to address their bigger concern, whatever that is, about family, health, your career, your finance, anything you want, guide us to manifest something better. Now, because this event is personalized in nature, seats are limited, so secure your spot because we already have a lot of people, and I can't take too many people because I want to talk to everybody. The course will be on Zoom. It is Sunday, April 23rd, from 12 to 3 Pacific, 3 to 6 Eastern Time, 8 to 11 UK Time. And don't worry, let's say, okay, you want to join, but you cannot be live with me. This is recorded. You can get answer to all your questions, and you're going to receive your recording. So what I want to tell you that this conference will teach you something important. First of all, you learn about your unique path and about your purpose, including the challenges you'll face and the strategies to conquer them. The specific points in your destiny when major shift will occur, and how to perform, you know, those specific, how to prepare for specific points in your destiny. Then you're going to learn how to manifest your strength, how to mitigate your weakness for the greatest personal power. You're going to learn about your relationship roadmap. You know, you're going to find out if you're single, how to find your other half. Then you're going to learn the action you can take to detach from the past, to heal from the trauma, to break vicious cycle, to resolve the negative karma, because otherwise, you know, you're stuck. So you learn how to grow, how to expand, how to achieve that peace of mind that we all deserve to have. And as a bonus, you can speak with me directly in one-on-one guidance. Now, if you need to sign up, the price is just $49, but you need to sign up till March 15 to reserve a spot, because I don't think I'm going to have I'll be able to take too many people, because I want to talk to everybody one-on-one. And we don't have the physical time to do that. But if you go to carmenhara.com, you click on the shop icon and the top of the page, and you will see my course. And you just go, it gives you the possibility to pay the $49, and you are part of this conference. Now, I'm going to go and take your course, but then after that, I really want to go through the nine archetypes and define them in the best way. So for you guys, if you listen to what I have to say, I want you to identify which is actually your archetype. Now, I'm going to go to my first caller, Robin in South Carolina. Hi, my lovely Robin. How are you, my dear?
Oh, hello, Carmen. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm so honored to have you talk today.
Oh, I am so grateful to have you. So tell me, what's up with you and how can I help?
Well, I need to figure out my financial situation and see if mm-hmm. I'm doing things right. And, you know, I've always been talking to you about my book that I wrote, and I sent it to a large ministry in Louisiana, okay. and they're actually looking at this book and for their okay. use. And I'm very, very, I'm so amazed that they said they're doing this. So, you know.
What's the title of the book?
Happiness Through Choice.
Oh, that's a beautiful title. Oh.
Yeah, but it was taken over by a publisher, and they wanted to change it, so the title. So it's been, now it's called Tough Decisions, but...
So this particular publish house will publish the book, will buy the book from you?
They already have rights to it. But
have the right. You gave them the rights?
Yeah, because I couldn't do anything with it. But the thing is, I have some profits. I'll get some profits of it if it would mm-hmm. be selling.
Right.
But apparently it's not really selling. But, you know.
But the book is published already or is about to be published?
Yeah. No, it's already published. It's already published.
Oh, it's already published. Excellent.
It can be bought on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, you know. But
okay.
the thing
Fabulous.
Is that it's been, you know, I designed a program, too, with it, which is kind of like on the side. But
well, I'm very proud of you. I'm really excited. I really love what you did, and I'm excited. I think this is going to do well. You need a little bit of publicity, you know.
Well, yeah.
If you can text me more about the book, and I try to put it on my social media. Because, you know, I have a lot of followers, so I'll put it out and you know, give you a little bit of publicity in which I can, you know. And
okay.
And I think this is going to do very well.
Okay. Well, you know, Carmen, I was very well supported by my family, you know, every way imaginable. They were wonderful parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
right.
as though my mother's sister betrayed me. And I think she said a lot of lies to my mother because my parents had a house that they, it was bought and paid for in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister convinced her, my mother, to sell the house and come north and be near her. And when she got there, she hardly even didn't even care about her. And I think there was a lot of betrayal there. And
mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, you said that, you know, when I looked at what was, you know, what you talk about, it's like that is really hard. It's been so hard for me to
right.
work through this because I try so hard, I mean, really hard to work at things and my finances.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And I don't know what to do.
So I think you know, this situation that has been created with the betrayal, you have to try to close the door to that because you're not going to be able to change too much here. I hate to say that, other than you making peace and forgiving what has been done to you, because you want to build something, you want to live in the future, you don't want to live in whatever was wrong, because then you'll keep on somehow attracting situation or circumstances that might not be to your advantage. You know, when we hold on to pain and suffering done by the people in our life, the people who betray us, and you hold on to that and keep on reminding yourself that this has happened and how painful it has been, you actually stay in that energy. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to have a goal. The goal is to create publicity for your concept, for your book, for your idea, to create another book, to make something grow, to expand, to create an audience? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have a social media in which you can promote your work?
No, because I don't have any money to put into it. I used to, but
You don't need money to create a social media. You can do it on your own. You just have to constantly be present. Constantly be present. I don't necessarily invest anything in social media. I just go on social media and I start speaking. And I see how people come. They get the message somehow. And you're going to see how your followers starts to grow and starts to grow and starts to grow. I see people who are not even recognized, but they have a huge platform that they create on their own. So don't go by the false opinion that, oh, I don't have money to put in an advert. That's not what it used to be. In the past, 20 years ago, when I promoted my first book, 20-something years ago, it was a different industry. You know, you had to go on tour, you had to pay for PR, you had to do this, you know what I mean? But now, as of now, it's different. As of now, you know, you can do things on your own. You can create your own podcast. You can talk to Christopher. Maybe he can give you a place on Home Time Radio that you promote, that you become a speaker. They have something to say. You develop an idea, something. So work on only that. Make that your priority. Make that your mission. Make that, you know, the guiding light. Make that. Make yourself successful and let go. You know, of the people who didn't believe in you and betray you, and they did wrong to you, and show them how successful you are in spite of whatever they did to you.
Great.
And that would be your perfect satisfaction.
Yes, absolutely. No.
And send me a link to your book. Send me something. I'll make sure. I promise you, these days I will mention your book as one of the great books that people should read and be interested. I'm going to try to read it myself. I may invite you on a live show with me and see, this is the way we build an audience. This is the way we build something together.
Okay. All right. That'd be great. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right, my beautiful. I love you, Robin. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go in a minute to Alexandra that is calling me, and I want her to... hold on the line just a second, because I would love to take a short break and then we'll go straight to Germany.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The AMI Awards and the AMI Woods Hall of Fame are the Conscious Media Awards that aim to recognize and honor the best luminary minds, influencers, and changemakers of the conscious, spiritual, holistic, and indie communities. The AMI Conscious Media Awards are open to the participation of all creators, individuals, and visionary leaders who can classify their original work and their projects as part of the spiritually conscious genre. Learn more about the AMIs and how to participate in it at AMIs.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time landing a job
and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Time Radio. So excited to be with you tonight. Very grateful for everybody listening to my show. And again, I have this workshop, April 23rd, Manifest Your Destiny. If you ever had a question how to make powerful in your life and how to manifest things, this is the workshop I want you to be part of. And it's easy. You go to carmenhara.com, you click on the shop, and you will see my course, and you can subscribe, and you can be part of this event that is actually on Zoom. But you get to see me, and everybody participating has a chance to interact with me. So, and speak with me directly and put questions, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to go now to Alexandra, who's calling me from Germany. Hi, my beautiful Alexandra. How are you, my love?
I am fine, thanks. I am actually born in Romanian.
Okay, you're Romanian. But okay, I appreciate that. I love Romanian. I'm Romanian myself. So how's everything and how can I help you tonight? If you have any questions, just feel free to ask me.
I am already 7 years in Germany, but I didn't find my way yet.
So it's hard to adjust. I know, you know, moving away from a part of the world where you've been living, where you think you belong, and immigration is a hard thing. You know, I came to America 40 years ago, and I'm still adjusting 40 years later. So it's just not an easy thing, not an easy road. But you have to find yourself otherwise. I mean, disregard the environment, the language and everything, and find why are you there? What made you go there? What do you see yourself in the prospect? What it is that, you know, you expect to achieve if you are there or any other part of the world? And what is your mission? What are your skills? What are your abilities? What will make you feel fulfilled? What do you want at this stage of your life? So a million of questions that you can have for you that will actually are instrumental to create the version of you that you want to create. So is there any particular question that you have for me?
I think I have the archetype number 9.
Which archetype? Which one you have?
9.
You're a 9. So you're a well-rounded one. So that is the best archetype. Because you so, in other words, when people reach that level, it's like you've learned the lessons, you know? Well-rounded one is somebody who leaves behind a legacy. Mahatma Gandhi was a number one, a number 9. Whitney Houston was a number 9. They are full of generosity. They are people who love to sacrifice. They are people who have a divine purpose. They embrace a higher mission. They are evolved and understand the human nature. They have a good heart. You know, they endure sometimes a lot in life. I mean, life for the number 9 is never easy because they, through their own pain, you know, they build the miracle of life. They, the suffering leads them on an even greater understanding of life. So I am so excited that you're a number nine. And when my new book comes out, that is called, as I said, Plus One, I want you to get that book because it's going to teach you wonderful things. But I want you also to know that you are clever, you're confident, you are an optimistic person, and you, as I said, you leave behind a legacy. That's what I like about you. You know, you're going to be recognized in this life, you know, in everything you do. You have some struggle in relationship because it's not easy to find the right partner. Are you with somebody right now?
He's number six.
He's a six. Actually, that's a good combination. So if you have somebody as a number six, you found a good guy for you. So you found somebody that I encourage you to stay with. Do you agree?
Thank you very much, and I will call you back after I read your book.
Yeah, okay. So you can read the other one that is called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty to the Seven Archetypes, so that you learn much more about the idea of archetype and how to create the best of relationship. I'm so excited. Come to my seminar. I have a seminar this Sunday, and I have a seminar on the 23rd of April, whichever you want. Let me know if you want to join me. You can send me a text at this number that everybody has, the 917-771-6035. Text me if you want to be part of it. I'll help you be with me, and just either Sunday if you want or on the 23rd of April, whichever you prefer.
Have a good evening.
I love you, my Alexandra. I love you, my beautiful.
Thank you
so
very much.
Staying late so night, it's like 3 a.m. there or 2 a.m. How late is it? Late, no? Late at night.
One and a half.
One and a half, okay. I love you, Alexandra. You're so beautiful.
I love
you. Okay, my angel. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani. How are you, my beautiful Leilani?
Hola, Carmen.
How are you,
Congratulations,
angel?
Congratulations on your new book. That's so exciting.
Yes, I'm so excited about this book. It's an interesting combination of things, like probably a way nobody thought that actually a number does talk about your personality trait and actually links into something that is called an archetype. But if you think that a concept of archetype goes back to Plato, you know, by the time of Pythagoras, so it also goes back to the Greeks. So exactly by the time when the concept of numbers were created, the concept of archetype was creating, going back to Plato. Now, Carl Jung took the philosophy from Plato and translated it into psychology. The concept of psychology comes later. It's like we used to say that Freud was the father of psychiatry, psychology, and the way the mind operates. But Carl Jung was his student, and Carl Jung takes the concept that goes back to Plato and translated it into archetype. So I made a connection between numbers created by Pythagoras and Plato's philosophy of form, which defines the human archetype. So I think that those philosophers and their philosophies were linked into each other, defining the personality of people we are dealing in this lifetime.
Beautiful. So I think you may know, yeah. I'm a five.
Okay. You're a free spirit. Listen, Leilani, you're a free spirit. What is a free spirit? Somebody who never has a home. Look at you. You that I know for you. You gravitate from one part of the world to another part of the world. You always, because you can actually, you're a seeker. You know, you try to find yourself in different places. You're looking for you all over the world. You know what I mean? You such a passionate person. Like if I think of five, Angelina Jolie, Steven Spielberg, Abraham Lincoln, people who are number five, you have an energy of adventure. You want to be independent. That's one of the things that works against you when it comes to having somebody in your life. You're adaptable, you're progressing, you have deep feelings, you have a good physical energy. These are things that elevate you, you know, to be, how should I say, a very successful person in so many ways, you know. And you enjoy going against trends, making things different, you know. You need us to be stimulated, you know, that what it is five, the fifth sense, the sensory level, the five dimension. You're a number five. You know, the word of choice is passion for you. You have a problem, you know, sometime with commitment because you see commitment in a different way. You don't actually want to really commit to someone. Though you want to be with somebody, this is the whole paradox. But your problem is grounding yourself in the value, you know what I mean, of your purpose and sticking with one relationship. That's your lesson in this lifetime. You agree?
Well, Carmen, I want you to know I owned a home for 20 years, but I was bored out of my mind. I just felt like I was working to pay the mortgage.
That because of who you are. You can own 20 homes. You're not going to want to live in any of them. You don't understand. You're a free soul. Your soul doesn't attach to a material place. It doesn't attach. Your soul needs adventure. You actually enjoy very much turning around in circles in different places. And feeling like, you know, you're in a way, you're homeless. In a way, you know. Not in the bad sense of the word, because you want to live this way. It's your decision,
I do.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's really quite, I love it because I'm leaning into faith that I will have somewhere to sleep, that it'll be warm, that I'll have a kitchen.
Right.
But I also love to camp and I love to explore. And so.
Yes, it's all part of the definition of who you are, my angel. Who you are. This is who you are. I love this. Love, love, love it.
Just one quick my question. Can I ask you a quick question? What's going on with my hairdresser? She kind of wasn't nice to me last time. And we used to do a trade.
She has her own issues. I don't think she has anything to do with you. She's just...
She used to do a trade, and she really loved it.
Yeah, it has something to do with herself. And then she, you know, let go of that energy on you, you know. And that's terrible. Big mistake, yeah.
Should I not reach out to her anymore?
At least take a stop for a while, you know what I mean? And let's wait and let's see, you know what I mean? Take a step back. Let her come to you, you know? Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, Carmen, I have two clients that owe me money. They haven't paid. One is in Dubai. One is in Australia.
Okay.
And I don't know why they're not paying me.
One, I think, has a problem with money. One is just reckless. She needs to be told to pay, you know? Do you agree?
Well, I don't know. The one in Dubai, I think, is really wealthy, so I'm not sure why she's not paying me.
Yeah.
But the other one, I helped during COVID, and she said she'll try to pay me in a year or two, and it's been 2 years.
I feel so. One in 2 years didn't pay.
Right. Correct.
That's a long time. Why did you allow that to happen that long?
Well, she said she wasn't working during COVID, and I just...
No, that's
really
true.
Needed...
I feel like this is the one that has some money problems. I think that if you insist, you'll be able, at least one of them. I definitely believe one of them will pay right away.
Okay.
And this is one of your issues, because you're not attaching in the material world. So consequently, money is something that... You know, at the level of your being, at the level of your archetype, you're not actually attaching. So you allow 2 years to go by somebody not to pay you. You see? If you are a number four, that would not happen, not even for 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Well, I do to help people too, Carmen, you know.
I understand.
She did a session. She was in a really dark place. I said, I can help you. I said, we can, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't take more time. I love you. Congratulations. Thank you. Right.
Okay, my beautiful. Thank you so much for calling me, my lovely, and I hope to talk to you anytime soon. Okay. So I'm going to go. I think my next caller is actually Koi. How are you, my love?
Koi. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. You, my love?
Oh, good. Now, you got me now. You can't have anybody else.
what's your number? Let's see which archetype are you.
I'm not sure what my number is. I think I may
so
have
give
done
me
it
give
wrong.
Me your birthday. Give me your birthday. Give it to me.
All right. 9 5 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 5 8 5 8.
No? Okay, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a minute. Oh, you're an independent, my love.
Yes.
You're an independent. Does it make sense? So I'll tell you the characteristic, because this is the way you will tell me if I got it correctly in my book. So you're ambitious. You're a leader in your own way. You hold the energy of leadership. You have lots of ideas. You're very self-disciplined, ambitious, you're fearless. Because you're born to lead, actually. You know, you're born to be on your own, you know?
Yes.
You are hardworking. You organize. I don't know if you see that a lot. Extremely productive.
Yes.
Do you see that? You
yes,
value
absolutely.
You value your own abilities. You know, you value that. You control your feelings pretty well. Even if you feel pain, you know how to hold it inside, you know? Because you don't
yes.
want to actually, being an independent, you don't want to expose your weaknesses in any
yes.
sense of the word. Now,
no.
I want to tell you that you are a master in doing that, you know, because in relationship, that's when you sometimes hold on to showing feelings, you know, and sometimes, you know, you have a psychological gap at the level of bonding with another human being. Like, that is caused by the fear of losing your own identity to another person. So,
mm-hmm.
if you say, well, Carmen, I've been struggling with relationship, and this is the reason why. It's like at the subconscious level, you actually sabotage the potential of the relationship by not fully dedicating you to another person. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. Because you cannot be changed by someone else. If somebody comes into your life and tries to mold you to his liking, you're not going to take it, you know? So
no.
your steps towards commitment are small steps. You want commitment, and you want devotion, and you want, but you can't help the fact that you always try to lead in a relationship. You want to be the powerful force, the voice that speaks, you know what I mean? And you, as I said, you don't want to fully give yourself to your partner. There is a side that you want to keep to yourself, and there's a side of you that wants to keep that independence forever. So, yeah, so this is a little bit of a definition of who you are. And I think if you'll get my new book when it comes out, you'll have to read a lot about who you are and how it all melts together and how interesting it is the way it's. Will you come to my seminar, to my workshop on April 23rd?
When I hang up with you, I'm going to sign up for it. I heard.
Please sign up. You're going to love this workshop. It's so
okay.
Empowering, you know, empowering. And
yes.
And you love that. You actually love that. You love to
yes,
be empowered.
You.
Yes,
yes,
you love that. So go to carmenhara.com and click on the shop, and you're going to see the seminar is $40-something. So go get it, and I'll send you a link, and you will be with me live on the Zoom.
Okay.
And you have to work with me directly. You have the right to put questions. You have the right to interact with me. So it's going to be, it's like personalized. This is, there will be a lot of people, but we'll take enough time to speak to absolutely everybody. And there are things that I want people to learn, you know. So
yes.
Thank you for doing it. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I have one other question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
Sure. Ask me.
Okay. A few weeks ago, we had a brief conversation, because you had a lot of quality today. And you said, I know you're probably not going to remember, but you said something about a new person as far as the relationship for me, someone new. And I think you said that there was some initials like a D or something like that.
Okay.
But that was all you were able to say.
I'm trying to connect, you know, because sometimes when I go into receiving messages,
yeah,
they come to me at a certain point. And if I try to go back to that place, it might not come right away.
Okay.
So I have to be in that kind of a zone, you know, that opens doors, so the channeling thing. But I feel like, that the same initial comes back to me, a name like David or Daniel or something like this. And was I referring to somebody coming into your life?
Yes.
Yeah, I see a man who's brown hair. He has big forehead. I see him in a leather jacket. He's very deep. He's very intense. I think in many ways, I think this is your match. This is somebody, believe it or not, for you, somebody who will be very compatible, will be a number 9 or a number 3, or you know what I mean? This is the kind of a, you have to also look at, we'll speak in the next shows about the compatibility in cases like this. And actually my new book will cover this. Who are you compatible with? So if you're a certain number and a certain archetype, which is actually your match, and here is where I think the book can help lots of people to finally understand who is your match, because you cannot be with all of those. There are people that you're not going to match. You're going to have a toxic relationship. And that is where people get excited, get married, and they get into a toxic situation. So I think that this is the guy that I'm describing to you, is the guy I see you with.
Oh, is he tall? Can you tell?
Yeah, he's tall, yeah.
Yay.
Do you recognize him?
No.
Okay. It means there's something new. Be ready for something new. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Be ready for something new. I think you need something new. Something different.
I definitely
need something. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything new.
Yeah, everything. All right, my love. I love you.
All right. I love you. Thank you.
Okay, my sweetheart. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to, I think, Pauline. Hi, my beautiful Pauline. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. I'm so happy you extended the special offer, because I was going to ask you today about it, but you did it. So I'm trying to figure out my, I guess, archetype. It sounds like numerology.
What's your number?
12/19/1960. And I was going to ask to compare it to the other person, but you're going to talk about that.
12/19/1960?
Yes, 1960.
Okay, let's see. 19. Hold on 1 second. 7 + 8 + 3. Okay, so you're a number 2. Do you think of yourself like somebody very intuitive, very reserved, very emotional?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do you see, you say, you know what, you have the same numerology with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. So you actually, but you have that maternal energy of balance, of partnership, of understanding. You understand everybody. You want to cooperate. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
You are diplomatic. You have what?
I was going to ask you about the other person that I had their information, and I have a feeling it's the same number, but slightly different.
So give me his birthday.
12/3/1949.
12/3/1949. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, you're right. So you know what? you are extremely compatible.
I know.
Extremely compatible, you know?
I actually just let him go, and you told me he was going to come to me.
You know, it's interesting. He has you always in his mind, and you have him always in your mind, you know? It's some kind of a mental experience between you two, you know?
I wanted to ask you this crazy question.
You know what? You know what? The biggest problem between you two, there's not enough communication. I don't know if you agree. Do you?
Yes, because he won't communicate because he doesn't know how to.
Yeah, so because of the archetype. The archetype, the personality traits, make on both sides, both of you have the number one problem, the lack of communication. You know, when you both open up, you are perfect for each other. You become loyal and dependable to each other. But that's exactly where you guys need to work on, big time. That's where you need to work on.
I was thinking of something. I was going to ask him something because I sort of let him go, saying, I'm sorry, I put you in the label of...
But you can't actually let him go. There's something that...
No, I know. It's going to come back. I didn't know it. But the fact
is... it always comes back because you are very stable, and both of you are very stable, and you're both so emotionally intelligent, you know, and you're so connected at the mind level. You think of him all the time, and he thinks of you in the same time. It's like the telepathy works here. Wonders.
But the
moment you open the door to the communication, you become the most stable couple. You have to get to that point in a relationship.
Yeah. I know I can. He refuses to see me. He refuses to talk to me.
No.
Because he's afraid. Yeah. He's afraid.
Because of the nature of his archetype. And I want to tell you something. You have your own fear here. Yeah, you both
willing to work through them. I'm not afraid to. That's
you are more willing to open than him, but I do believe that. And my anticipation is that the moment in the near future when you guys are going to open this door, you guys are going to be in a wonderful relationship together.
He probably
is way more damaged or something happened to him, you know?
Yes, I already know that, but... I was going to say something. I want your advice about this. This is going to be, if I say this to him, I know it's going to trigger him. I have a feeling it will. I was going to say to him, since he's not really ready to be in any relationships anymore, he said he likes being on his own. I said, well, could you give me a reference with when I go out there and start, you know, posting, you know, that I'm looking for somebody that you recommend me as a girlfriend? I want to see what if I say that, I have a funny feeling he's...
Say that. And you know what I mean? When he says he wants to be on his own, that's the biggest lie. That's not true.
I know he's lying.
Really,
that's what
he needs that loving energy. He needs love, desperately needs love. And if you continue to offer that to him, you know he will give in. That's my anticipation.
Thank you so much, Pauline.
Thank you. I'm going to go quickly to have some more people. Padma from Chicago. Hi, my lovely Padma. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Dr. Hara, how are you?
Excited to speak with you. Do you like my topic? Is there anything you want to ask me that relates to this?
Love the topic. First of all, I have two questions, but can you please tell me what my archetype would be?
Yes, tell me just your birthday, so see what numbers you are.
So 7, 15, 89. Mm-hmm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
1989, I'll tell you in a minute. Oh, you know, it's so interesting. You are an extrovert. You are outgoing. You're charismatic. You love communication. Do you see that about you? You carry a lot of energy and knowledge, and you are lucky, and you're powerful. You're blessed with beauty, with charm. Do you see that?
Well, thank you. Yes, I do feel.
And you are, you're a giving, you're in many ways, you know, you can be very sharp, very bright, sometimes impatient. Sometimes you can be a little bit moody, but overall, you know what I mean? I'm looking at that the fact that you can be feeling best when you're in a relationship. And you don't feel any pressure. Are you with somebody right now?
Yeah, so when you have spoken to me so many times, I've been married to my husband. We've just celebrated our 7th wedding anniversary.
Right.
And
because you as an extrovert, you celebrate a marriage. You know what I mean? You love being in a marriage. You love cherishing, you know, your relationship and being there for your partner.
Yes,
you have such a deep bond, such a connection between this you and this man, you know, and then there's like you're so romantic. There's no limits in showing how you love this man and how much it means to you. You know, you are showing things. That's what an extrovert will express himself. You versus an introvert, you somebody who. Versus the other person I spoke before, you're somebody who wants to say it, to name it, to make it clear. You're fabulous in communication, you know? And skills and gifts that you have that I absolutely think are phenomenal.
So, Dr. Hara, I spoke to you, and I spoke to you right before we bought our house. You told me about this house, and I've just had my second, well, not just, my daughter is going to be 7.5 months old now, my second child.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
You told me about her, too, right after I had my son. And I just returned to work yesterday full-time from maternity leave, which I'm very grateful for, but I feel very stuck and torn, and I wanted your advice. What am I doing in this job? Is this the job for me? How do I...
I'm not convinced this is the job for you. Can you come to my workshop on April 23rd? Because I can work one-on-one with you. It's like a session. You get your mini session and you learn a lot of things about who are you in terms of your career. What is exactly... Because I feel like I don't have the time. I'm at the end of the show. I feel I'm limited in what I can tell you. That if you come at the workshop... You know, you can benefit better than from a session with me.
But in a nutshell, do I just stay in the job for now?
It's only for now because you will make a change.
I will.
You will make a change to express yourself way better than in this job. In other words, you deserve something else that is way better and bigger and more you.
Okay.
More you, you know?
Okay. I will have a look at the workshop. And one last quick, really quick question.
Sure.
Is there any more children in our family? Am I going to have any
more kids? There is one more kid. There is.
There is. There is. Okay.
There is. Yeah. I love you,
thank
my beautiful.
Thank you, Zahara. I love you. Okay. I'm going to check out the workshop. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Maria from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry I was not able to speak with you, my love. Come to my seminar. I'll give you extra time. Go to carmenhara.com. Click on the shop. The seminar is $40-something. Be part of it. You have a chance to speak with me directly. Put all your questions. We're going to have a lot of fun together in Manifesting Destiny. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm very grateful.